We're going to hear some live versions, as well we should, of Here, the second album from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. And we're getting a chance to talk with Alex Ebert, about this new album and about putting it together. Alex, good to see you. It's always great.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too.
Last time was with the solo album, which was performed by the full band.
That's right.
So, and then there's the whole character of Edward Sharp and you and all that. And I don't want to get too deeply into that, except to say this period of time since the first album came out up until when you actually got in the studio to make Here was an amazing ride, an amazing time in anyone's life. You kind of became what you imagined, I think, as Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Totally, yeah.
And you've developed, the relationships within the band have all morphed, they've changed, they've been, but you must be really tight as people get.
A couple members have sort of come, have gone, but for the most part, all of us that are still around, it means so much to us to have gone through all that together and to have persisted. And, we built a studio up in Ojai, and which is sort of just outside of the range of wanting to commute back and forth to L.A., so we would all have to move there for a certain chunk of time. And after touring really heavily, that weighed on some people really. And
you mean we've been together and now we have to be together.
And now we have to be together again, yeah. And also we've been together through all this sort of beautiful times and sort of tumultuous stuff. And what about a break or something, But we sort of just dove in, and I think that it was a really healing and courageous and sort of triumphant experience to get in there and go for it and have a really fun time.
Were there songs that that already existed before you got to Here that you've been performing?
Yeah, Firewater, which is a song that JD sings, and she's sung that at shows for a while now, or definitely over a year, I think. There's a song called Man on Fire, which that's the one song on the album that I actually had demoed up, but most of the other stuff. Including the second album, the second half of Here, I guess you'd say, because essentially we made a triple album that we sort of decided was a double album that we sort of decided we needed to break up into two parts.
And yeah, I heard the 20 songs got recorded, or was it more than that?
Yeah, more than that. It was about 36.
Wow.
Or so, and about 30 that were really sort of on the list.
Well, Man on Fire has such a wonderful build. I can totally understand why you like doing that live.
Yeah, it's an amazing build, because I just remember being on my couch in Echo Park, being really frustrated with the way I was living, in the sense that I wanted to do so much more and be so much more of myself and the truth of what I felt than I was being. And so it is sort of a really contemplative slow burn and into a sort of frothing declaration of freedom.
Well, let's go to the stage and hear a version of Man on Fire.
I'm a man on fire, walking through your street with one guitar and two dancing. Only one desire that's left in me. I want the whole damn world to come dance with me. Oh, oh, come dance with me. Over murder and pain, come set us free. Over heartache and shame, on the sea of bodies burning like opaque sun. I wanna know what we've been learning and learning from.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros with a song, their second album. It's on the lead track in their second album called Here. Alex, some of the things you were talking about before we went to the stage there have been at the center of this whole journey for you, this idea of who I am, my identity, trying to focus on that by creating another character, the Edward Sharp character. This journey into understanding who you are, it seems to be ongoing. It's not that you don't land anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I came up with the name Edward Sharp because I was writing a story about a kid who was a superhero, basically. And when I was a kid, that's what I wanted to be, was a superhero. And then I lost that because that's childish. And in losing that, I lost my way, really. Because I do think that reaching for the very pinnacle of what you think you might be able to do in the magical sense is part of what propels someone towards those heights to begin with. So these days, anyway, I'm back to that, living the most pure and empowered and sort of courageous existence that I can.
I'm talking with Alex Ebert from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and their new album is called Here. And let's go back to the stage and hear a version of Firewater.
Cool.
You
Firewater performance live on stage from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. That's on the new album called Here. One of the high points of the last album, and if anybody has spent any time at an Edward Sharp concert, was the performance of Home, which is the song that touched everybody. It's been a lot of talk about how universal the sentiments and the songs are, and it absolutely is true. But it's interesting because it started as a love song between you and Jade, and then your relationship changed. Did it take a while to come to terms as to how to perform it? And that must, of course, been related to how your relationship evolved, too.
Well, now we're best friends, but we were together, as they say. But before that, we were best friends. And that's that first part was the span in which we actually wrote the song Home and recorded the demo. So when things did get crazy, you know, like hard to deal with regards to, you know, how relationships can be, that quote-unquote breaking up process of, you know, awkward now, what do we do, how do we act, do I act like this now? But thankfully we had that time when we were best friends and hanging out like almost every day, and wrote Home during that period as a song of like undying friendship and intimacy and friendship. And so for us, we sort of immediately grabbed onto that and we were like, well, okay, so now the song can be what it initially was about, which is the sort of undying love of our friendship and a friendship in general. But it did take, you know, a little while to get sort of comfortable, because the fact that so many people assumed that we were still together when we were singing those songs, and though we were together, but like in that, you know, way that put sort of this pressure on us in a way to sort of come to terms with, for me, the very idea of definitions and the practice of the idea that, you know, stuff I've written a lot about, which is categories and those categories dissolving in the sort of blend of light and love and interesting putting that into some form of practice within myself. That didn't necessarily manifest between Jade and I or anything, except that what it did for me was gave me an immense amount of tolerance and love and hope for the future, and knowing that we would be back on track to being friends, you know.
And on a completely other level, you did that song for so long. Was it easy to stay in touch with it?
Yeah, because when we'd be singing it and it was less than free between us, and we were sort of, you know, on edge a little bit, that would be really intense and sort of and hard to get through. So it was, and then and the desire to get through it though and break onto that next level where we were able to sing it with smiles and complete freedom of expression, I think was always on both our minds. And so in some ways a major focal point, because in some ways it was an indicator of our friendship and where our friendship was at.
I follow y'all through the park, through the jungle, through the dark. I never loved one like you.
Hey! Moats and boats and waterfalls, alleyways and payphone calls. I show walk everywhere with you. Still do.
We'll laugh until we think.
We'll cry.
Barefoot on a summer night. Never could be sweeter than with you.
Hey! In the streets we wanna free. I'm you and you.
I think I might recognize you.
Oh,
guys very much.
Thank you.
It's been a blast. Thanks for having us.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros live on stage of World Cafe Live with the song that has kind of become their signature song, Home. Our thanks to Alex Ebert for talking with us and for the band for playing live. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros are guests today on the World Cafe. Coming up, music from Beirut, singing about Santa Fe when we get back here to the World Cafe.